リテンションオブ。So, this formula relates the Borel sum of WKB solution defined on adjacent Stokes regions. And this formula is a very nice formula. And so this formula can be applied to the global study of solution of Schrödinger equations. So to demonstrate it, so let us consider some connection problem. So Borel's connection formula is just a formula on Stokes curve. But in order to know the global property of WKB solution, we need to consider, for example, a connection formula across two or some number of Stokes curves. So let us consider this situation. So namely, the connection problem from this Stokes region 1 to final region 3, passing through some intermediate Stokes region 2. And let me explain what happens in this connection problem. And so, let me call this turning point as V and take a WKB solution normalized at V. So normalization means the choice of lower end point. And the Borel's formula says that this normalization is very nice in discussing the connection problem on a Stokes curve emanating from this turning point. So in that case, we need to use connection formula twice because we need to cross the Stokes curve to Stokes curve. In the first crossing point, the Borel's connection formula tells you that for capital Psi defined on a Stokes region 1, so this is a Borel sum of WKB solution. So we use capital symbol for the Borel sum. So this is given by linear combination of two WKB solutions. So and the connection multiplier is just a square root of minus 1. So this is the Borel connection formula. And Psi minus, here we are assuming that so on this Stokes curve, real part of this phase function is positive. So we are assuming this condition, then the connection formula become like this. And psi minus doesn't change. So we only pay attention to the psi plus. But so in the first crossing is very simple, but the second crossing is a little bit different. Since this formula cannot be applied because our WKB solution is not normalized at the at this turning point. So we need to switch the normalization from B to another turning point B. Then the, then, so let me write, so let me introduce another WKB solution for which is normalized at, another turning point B prime. Then these WKB solutions are related by this way. So at the level of formal solutions, so these two WKB solutions are related by this formula. Okay, so so it is just a switch of the lower end point, so they are related by this formula. And let me write, so this as a in a contour integral form. So this guy can be written by contour integral, and here integration cycle gamma is a cycle associated with these two pair of turning points. So this is gamma. Okay. And we sometimes use this symbol for period integral, so B gamma. So B comes from Borel. So we call this quantity Borel symbol. And this Borel symbol naturally appears in the connection formula because in the second crossing, so Psi tilde is a nice solution. So whose connection multiplier is just a square root of minus one. But thanks to this relation, we can read off from the connection formula for original capital Psi. And the resulting formula becomes like this. Psi plus 3+, I comes from the original Boltzmann connection formula, and so this relation tells you that so this period integral appears in the connection formula. But however, so precisely speaking, so this formula is wrong because so this is a relation for the Borel-Lee summed WKB solutions. So we need to take Borel-Lee summation for this guy. So this is not correct. So to be precise, this should be a Borel-Lee sum of this formal path series. So anyway, so the resulting connection formula is. All of so in these formulas, WKB solutions are normalized at B. B normalization B prime, I will use a tilde or something. So anyway, so final formula tells you that psi plus of one is given by psi plus on three plus I times one coming from the first crossing and second crossing. Oh, I think it's better to write more wide place, but I'm sorry. And so anyway, so what I want to mention is such a Borel sum of period integral of SO that appears, naturally appears in a global connection problem. And which is, for example, so this connection formula can be applied to computation of monodromy group of certain differential equations. And such a computation is demonstrated in the Kawai-Takei's monograph in section 3. So anyway, so now I want to define an important quantity. So this period integral of SO is very important in analysis of Schrödinger equation. So for cycle on a spectral curve, so this is a spectral curve, which is a double cover of the base curve and it's a Riemann surface of the square root function. So we define so B gamma by this period integral of SO. And we call exponential of B gamma, we call it the Borel symbol. For this cycle gamma. And we will see that this important quantity Borel symbol plays the role of cluster variables. So this is what I want to explain in this third lecture. So I want to explain about cluster algebraic aspects. I'm sorry. So before going to that, I should mention about the Borel summability of this guy. So proposition one. So if our Stokes graph is graph has no saddle, then these quantities are Borel summable. So this is because, so if there is no saddle trajectory, then you can deform this closed cycle in a sum of passes, which never intersect with the Stokes graph. So we can show that, so Koike Sheffke's theorem can be applied, and we can show that Borel summability of the Borel symbols. Okay. So now I want to explain about the cluster algebraic structure. Any cycle, yeah. I consider any cycle. But to realize the cluster variable, we have to specify some special cycles to which define the cluster variables. And I will explain it later. But both symbols are defined for any cycle. Okay, to see the cluster algebraic structure, we need to analyze the effect of saddle trajectory. So for now, we suppose that Stokes graph has a saddle trajectory. And we also assume that it's a unique saddle trajectory. And we also assume that it's a saddle trajectory of this type. So namely, which connects two different turning points. So this means that we don't consider, for now, we don't consider this example. Okay. Yeah, if time allows, I will discuss about the effect of such a loop type Stokes segment, loop type saddle trajectory. So this kind of saddle trajectory causes some mutation phenomena in exact WKB analysis. So to see this, let me explain some examples. So let us consider the one of example which have a saddle trajectory here. So let us consider this example. So this is some example if the potential function is quartic polynomial in D. So it has four turning points. Okay. And this saddle trajectory may break the Borel sum ability. So here I want to use previous result or something, I consider the so-called S1 action on Stokes graph or Stokes curve. So original Stokes curve are defined by this condition. So it's a trajectory of, it was a trajectory of a quadratic differential, but here we consider some rotated. We modify the definition of Stokes graph. And if theta equal to zero, so here theta is a real number. And if theta equal to zero, the original Stokes curve is realized. So however, if theta is non-zero, then and here delta, so delta is a sufficiently small number, then the corresponding Stokes graph is saddle. Stokes graph doesn't have saddle. No saddle. So namely, so perturbing the potential function, this saddle is resolved in the following way. Okay, so if theta is plus delta, the Stokes graph, shape of Stokes graph is almost the same. However, so this part is Stokes become like this. Okay, so existence of such a saddle trajectory implies that integral from here to here must be real. An integral of this one form must be real. So multiplying some complex number, you can resolve the Stokes saddle trajectory. And the point is that so if if we consider that S function in a different way, then the corresponding topology of Stokes graph become changes. In this case, yeah. So we obtain different Stokes graph. So we call this phenomenon as a mutation of Stokes graph. So namely, it's S1 action on Stokes curve causes such a mutation. This is actually a mutation in a yesterday's talk. But yesterday's talk is based on mutation of Cleaver. So, but Cleaver can be read off from this triangle. This Stokes graph. So to see this, so first we associate a triangulation to this Stokes graph. So this is the idea of Gayato Manaitsuke. But anyway, so taking one particular trajectory on each Stokes region. Okay, so this is a foliation defined by a quadratic differential. Then you have a triangulation. Oh, I'm sorry. This is not correct. Yeah, forgetting the original Stokes graph, you have a triangulation. In that case, so yeah, these points correspond to some asymptotic direction of the Stokes curves, and these are boundary component of the triangulated surface, and which comes from this Diagon type Stokes regions, and the internal edge of triangulation coming from this rectangular type Stokes regions. Okay, so from this Stokes graph. You have a different triangulation. Okay. Then, so these two triangulations are related, so-called flip. So flip is a sum operation on a triangulation, which replaces one of diagonal to the another diagonal. Then this flip of triangulation is one example of mutation. okay, and for such a triangulation, you can associate a Cleaver. So Cleaver can be a read off from this triangulation. First, you put vertices of Cleaver on each edges. Okay. So put vertices on internal edges of triangulation. Okay. And draw. So after that, draw arrows in clockwise direction on each triangle. So namely, so for this example, so there is one triangle in the triangulation, we draw arrows of Cleaver like this. And if there is another vertices of Cleaver here, then we need to draw some triangles, but in this case, so there are only three vertices, so there is a triangle here. And in that case, since there are no vertices, so we don't allow, we don't write such arrow, so in that case, so usually the A3 type Cleaver appears. Okay, then you can see that these two quiver are related by a quiver mutation, as we explained it yesterday. So these are related by quiver mutation at this point. So if yeah, quiver mutation is first, since you have this path, so you have to add the arrow from here to here, then it disappears. And after that, you have to reverse the all edges passing through this point, so you recover the you obtain this quiver. So that's why we call this phenomenon as a quiver mutation. Mutation of Stokes graph. Okay. Then, okay, so now we have observed there is some mutation structure in the Stokes graph. And next I want to discuss about the, so this Stokes, this Hadron trajectory plays some, cause something to WKB solutions or Bolos symbols. So next I will describe the key theorem. Okay. So yeah, what I want to describe is some phenomenon caused by Hadron trajectory. So it causes some discontinuous change for the Borel sum of Bolos symbols. And I want to describe it, and it is obtained by de la Barre, Dillinger, Farms of French School in 1983 for polynomial potential. But we can generalize the story for any rational function potentials. And what they found is for any cycle, or any cycle gamma on a spectral curve, the Borel sum of Borel sum of Bolos symbols jumps in the following way. This theta corresponds to in some sense, the argument of eta. So because eta times this one form appears in exact WKB solutions. So theta corresponds to the argument, and also then it corresponds to the Borel, the direction of Laplace integral in the Borel sum. So namely in the y-plane, so usually Borel sum is defined by Laplace integral along some positive real axis. But this, so if, yeah, and theta corresponds to the direction of Laplace integral. So this is because in the definition of Borel sum, we consider the Laplace transform. So rotation of eta corresponds to rotation of y. So we need to change the angle of the Laplace integral path. But anyway, so since these Stokes graphs are saddle free, so the Borel sum for rotated paths can be defined. It is well defined thanks to this proposition. So let me write plus delta of exponential p gamma. So this Borel sum in a plus direction of the Bolos symbol by this symbol, by this way. And also, Yeah, so here, right-hand side is the Borel sum of same Borel symbol in a different direction, so minus direction. So they are related by this formula. So this is what Stiller-Baderinger found. B gamma 0 gamma. Okay, so this is the key formula. So the point is that, yeah, so these two Borel symbols are different one. So Borel sum causes some discontinuous change, but this difference can be described by another Borel symbol. Okay, here, so gamma zero is also a cycle in a spectral curve. It's given by, this gamma zero is associated to the saddle trajectory in question. So gamma zero is a closed cycle. Which encircles this saddle trajectory, and whose orientation is given by this formula. Formula or this rule. Orientation is given by integral of this square root of quadratic differential must be negative real number. Okay, so this existence of saddle trajectory implies that the integral is real. But orientation of gamma zero is specified by this condition. Okay, so this is the definition of gamma zero. And this condition tells you that this part is exponentially small. Since the exponential part of this formal power series is real negative. And also, I forgot to mention, so this symbol is the intersection number of cycles. Okay, so this formula also can be seen that the Stokes phenomenon for the Borel symbols. So because, okay. Gamma is any cycle. For example, okay, I want to explain about it. So if gamma intersects with gamma zero, then this factor becomes non-trivial. And it implies that there is a discontinuous change. So for example, if gamma is this kind of cycle, then it causes a discontinuous change. But if gamma doesn't intersect with this one, then no change happens. Okay. So this can be explained as follows. So if gamma is this path, then it intersects with saddle trajectory. Then the Borel sum cannot be defined. So Borel sum cannot be defined means that there is a singularity, possibly infinitely many singularity appearing in this horizontal line. And this is S minus of delta, and this is S plus of delta. And okay, so this formula describes the difference of these two Borel sums. Okay. So since there are singularities here, the difference can be written as follows. Yeah, difference is also an integral. And each of singularity corresponds to this part. And yeah, anyway, so summing up these effects of each singularity, you have a formula. Okay, but I don't have enough time to explain the proof. But okay. So I cannot have enough time to explain the proof, but the idea is the following. So the idea of the proof is just a compare of the connection problems in these two pictures. So for example, so if WKB solution is normalized at this turning point, then the connection formula, so connection coefficient, connection multiplier is just a square root of minus one. So this is the Boltzmann connection formula. But on the other hand, in this case, the connection multiplier is, so as I demonstrated in the beginning of this second talk, so it becomes the Borel sum of exponential of V gamma zero. Here gamma zero is a cycle associated with this one. So this is a closed cycle associated with the saddle trajectory. So there, so connection multiplier becomes changes, and this change can be summarized as the theorem. Sorry, I cannot explain the detail, but so such a discontinuous change of connection multiplier implies that so the discontinuous change of the Borel sum of Borel symbol. And the point is that, this formula for Borel symbol is essentially similar to the cluster transformation. And I want to mention about, I cannot reach. Sorry, there is some remarks. So our Borel symbol or so exponential of so Borel symbol is an analog of so-called Fock-Gonchalf coordinate of Galtung-Monaitsky. So they construct a cluster variable from certain connection associated to the Hitchin system. But it contains some anti-holomorphic part our Schrödinger equation is holomorphic, only have holomorphic coefficients, so it's a holomorphic analog of the Fock-Gonchalf coordinate. Fock-Gonchalf coordinate also satisfy similar property. And I think so our Borel symbol can be obtained from certain conformal limits of this Fock-Gonchalf coordinate.
Clarify for everyone to make sure we understand what you mean. So you think of the Borel symbols as being functions over the space of connections. So these are somehow, what are these coordinates on for you?
I want to mention. Now it becomes a formal path is independent of, an analytic function of large parameter eta and independent of z. But it may depend on the moduli of the differential equation, so namely a coefficient of potential functions. So it can be seen as a function in the moduli space of the connection. And I want, yes.
In the context of your lecture, it depends on the coefficients of Q.
So if potential is given by, for example, this way, then it doesn't depend on Z, but it depends on A or B. And I hope this function is a nice coordinate on the moduli space.
It's only defined in an open set around the fixed Q where the spectral curve remains of the same topology, right?
Yeah. So for example, if certain turning points coalesce, so if A and B moves and certain zeros coalesce, then the one of closed cycle is pinched by the pair of turning points. And it causes some singularity for this function. So if the spectral curve have the same topology, then I think this Borel sum can be globally defined. But to show that we need to analyze more carefully about the Borel transform or Borel sum. So Borel sum is defined by Laplace integral, and we have to show that such a Laplace transform can be holomorphic for globally A and B or something. But I hope I can. Yeah. Okay. Okay, anyway, I want to give some final. Okay, next I want to give you a final result. Okay, so I want to see how this transformation law is encoded in or recognized as a user cluster mutations. So user cluster algebra consists of seed. So as explained in yesterday, so seed is a pair of some skew symmetric matrix B and n tuple of variables of X. And here I want to introduce another n tuple of variables. Yeah, so yesterday, as probably explained in the this version, but there is another version of cluster variables, so-called X and Y variables. But yesterday this is written by X, I, and this is referred to AI. So this one is forming Derubinsky's notation. Yeah, I want to use it, sorry. Derubinsky. And this one is Poc-Gonchalov's notation. Okay, I will associate the seed from the Schrödinger equation. Here, first of all, seed is associated to saddle-free Stokes graph. Sorry, Stokes graph. Without saddle. Okay, so suppose, so for example, so imagine that our Stokes graph become like this. And for each rectangular Stokes region, di, here I go from 1 to n. So in our story, so n is the number of rectangular Stokes region. Yeah, we will associate a cluster variables, but I want to give some remark. So here, so n is the number of vertices of quiver. And quiver, yeah, so such a vertices corresponds to here, internal edge of triangulation. And the internal edge of triangulation always coming from the rectangular Stokes region. So we will associate cluster variables on each Stokes region of rectangular type. Okay. So suppose that you have a rectangular Stokes region di like this. So this is a region di. So we associate for take some path. Some paths and some cycles. Okay. So here P is a set pre-image of set of poles. Poles of potential function. And here pi is a projection of spectral curve to the base curve. And so this is a relative homology group, and I want to show that example one. So we for this Stokes region, we define a path beta I like this. And we also define a closed cycle gamma I, so which is a dual cycle to beta I with respect to the intersection number. So we associate a path and cycle like this. Okay, then, so we define the cluster variables as the Borel sum of Borel symbols. So define, so XI, which is sometimes referred to AI, and so this is the Borel sum of some another kind of Borel symbols I want to denote by W. Here W beta I is a similar integral as Borel symbol. So I want to define another type of Borel symbols, so which is integral along a path. But since it's also start from square root of potential function, so it may have a singularity at the end point of beta I. So we need to subtract the top term. And under our assumption, we can show that so subleading terms can be defined over. Yeah, subleading terms are integrable at the end point of beta I. So we can define this quantity at least as a formal series. And our saddle-free assumption, so our assumption for Stokes graph is saddle-free, says that, such a integral is Borel summable, so we can define xi by this way. And then yi is given by closed cycle Borel symbol, or it's Borel sum. So it has already been defined. And in that case, we don't need to eliminates the top term. Okay. Then now I want to state our main theorem. So let us consider the mutation of Stokes graph. So now I'm describing some part of Stokes graph. And so this corresponds to original one and rotated one. So for this Stokes graph, you can associate XI and YI in this way. And also you can associate XI and YI from this Stokes graph. But to distinguish them, I want to put XI prime and YI prime for them. Okay. Then our theorem states that theorem obtained by myself and Nakanishi Tomoki say that XI prime is given by this formula, XK minus J equal 1 to N of XJ minus bj, minus bjk, bjk plus 1 plus yk. So if y equal k, and otherwise, so here, so bij is the so skew symmetric matrix associated to the quiver or triangulation. Triangulation. So in other words, so bij is the number of arrows in a corresponding quiver from I to j. And this plus sign means that, so this plus sign means that the positive part. So namely, if a is positive, then the value is a, but if a is negative, then it becomes zero. And also yi satisfies similar formula, but I and also yi satisfies similar formula. So if I call k, oh sorry, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention about k, label k. So K is the label. K is the label of the Stokes region, which vanishes in a mutation of Stokes graph. So namely, I'm sorry. So each Stokes region have labels, and so label K is here. So this is the Stokes region DK, so which vanishes in a mutation of Stokes graph. So this should be referred to a DK prime or something. So K is the label of this Stokes region. And yi prime is, so if I call K, then yk inverse and yi times yk bki prime plus 1 plus yk of minus bk. I otherwise. Okay. So these are our results, and so this is one particular example of cluster mutations. So usual cluster mutation is usually written as follows. Yeah. So usual cluster mutation is a generalization of precorrelation plus xi or something. So usual cluster mutation is usually written in this way. And our formula is just rewrite it by gathering one of them to the other. Then here some product of xi appears. And this is nothing but our yk. Oh, sorry, I have to give some remark here. The remark. So our y variables, our y variables defined here is given, is written by a product of x variables. And here ri is a, R is the exponential of integral of gamma I of the top down. Okay, so this follows from the, so this follows from yeah, some geometry of path and cycles. So recall that, yeah, so yi is a Borel symbol here. To defining here, so yi is a Borel symbol Oh, I'm sorry. So this one should be gamma I. I'm sorry. So gamma I is a cycle associated to a Stokes region DI. And in a relative homology group, so this path can be decomposed into some number of betas. Okay. So gamma I can be written as a sum of passes. V gamma I, this can be written as a sum of these beta i's. But however, since integrand is different, we need to this term. Okay. And this Ri is sometimes referred to a coefficient variable in the cluster algebra. Okay. So anyway, yes?
In writing down these condition formulas, are you assuming that as you pass through zero, you get only one saddle connection in the entire Stokes graph?
Yes, yes. I think I assumed that, yeah, there is only, so suppose that the original Stokes graph has unique saddle trajectory. So otherwise, so if you have some number of saddle trajectory interacting, then you cannot obtain this formula. So we have to assume that there is unique saddle trajectory and the other part of Stokes graph is not a bad guy here. Okay, so anyway, so what I want to mention is, yeah, in our point of view, I forgot to mention. So this part in a cluster mutation or in our formula, so this part comes from Dirabale-Dillinger-Farms formula. So remember that Dirabale-Dillinger-Farms formula relates the Borel sum of Borel symbols defined on different directions. And in that case, the difference is also written by closed cycle Borel symbols associated with this saddle trajectory. And in our setting, so this is nothing but a YK. YK is a closed cycle Borel symbol for cycle K. So in this case, so gamma K is this cycle. So, yeah. So this is this part comes from Dirabale-Dillinger-Farms formula. So what I want to emphasize is that for cluster mutation, so in our setting, so cluster mutation is a Stokes phenomenon. since Dirabale-Dillinger-Farms formula describes the Stokes phenomenon for Borel symbols. I want to mention, okay, so I will stop soon, but I want, yeah. So if there is a Stokes segment, saddle trajectory of loop type, then a similar formula occurs for Borel symbols, if there is a simple pole, so simple pole plays a similar role of turning point. And in that case, only one Stokes curve emanates from simple pole. And sometimes this kind of saddle trajectory appears in a Stokes graph. And in that case, mutation formula for Borel symbols is not a usual cluster mutation, but a generalized cluster algebra appears. Generalized cluster mutation. So generalized cluster algebra is, yeah, so there is a notion of generalized cluster algebra. So generalized cluster algebra is introduced by Chekhov and Shapiro in 2011 in their study of some geodesic length function of some surface which have orbifold singularities. And this cluster usual cluster mutation is written by some of monomials of here. So usual cluster mutation is right hand side is given by two terms. But generalized cluster algebra has more terms. And one particular case of generalized cluster transformation appears from this kind of situation, but I don't have enough time, so I will stop here. Yeah, thank you for attention. Okay.
So, in defining the YIs as the resummation of
both symbols.
Oh, sorry, the XIs. The XI? One which had the relative homology back. It was the beta I's.
Sorry, pardon?
So, okay, so in the definition of XI,
okay.
You needed to subtract some singular part.
Yeah.
In order to define the integral along this.
Yes.
Right. So I'm just wondering if in the decomposition of gamma I into the four pieces, if the similar subtraction needs to be made. When you decompose gamma I into four infinite paths,
yes.
You need to do something similar.
Yes. Yeah, so that's why we need to coefficient. We need a coefficient term. So okay, so this one is given by the gamma is given by exponential of and you can written as this plus eta minus one. Then for this one form you can decompose. Yeah, for this one form you can decompose gamma to the sum of passes. Okay. And but you cannot deform this part. So this creates this term. And also, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention. And so this is also naturally appears in a theory of cluster algebra. So cluster X variables and Y variables are related by this formula. So Y is given by product of X. And here BJI is, I forgot to mention, but yeah, it's a skew symmetric matrix associated to the Cleaver. Yeah. So in our point of view, so cluster X and Y are related by some dual cycles or passes. With respect to the intersection form.
So does this mean that in order to define a seed, it might be possible to use only these infinite paths instead of using the gamma I?
I'm not sure. You are right. So if X variable is defined and if X variable satisfies this rule, then if you define YI by this formula, then Y satisfies this one. Yeah, in this sense, the X variable is more fundamental. Yeah. Okay.
I think we get the left identity on the bottom, yeah, XK and XK prime. Is it just part of the statement of the theorem, or it should follow from
No. I just explained. So usual cluster algebra, usual definition of cluster algebra is usually written by this way. And I just make some remark about the usual definition and our formula, which is same form but looks different. Yeah. Okay.
Any thoughts or comments on the higher rank?
I'm sorry, I forgot to mention, but yeah, in higher rank case, we cannot, for example, at least so Borel summability of WKB solution on each region specified by spectral network is not established. Only few examples. Yeah, we can check the Borel summability, only few examples. Yeah, BNR example is one of them. And also in particular, one of the important feature in the spectral network is crossing of Stokes curves. So namely, so in a higher rank case, so since Stokes curves are defined in some number of direction fields, so it may happen to intersect. And in that case, we also need, it is known that we also need another new Stokes curve. Here we also need. Yeah, so there is some candidate of connection formula across this Stokes curve, but it's not completely established. However, at least we can show that for higher rank differential equation, near one of simple turning point, it can be locally reduced to an Airy's equation. So for example, if there is a third order differential operator, so you can decompose it as first order differential operator times second order differential operator, and you can reduce this part to the Airy's one. So at least locally near the turning point, we can give some analysis, but globally it is very difficult.
Okay, let's thank Ray for three great lectures.